Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Greetings, one and all, to the 2B Tuesday podcast. I am Batch, and as you just heard, it's Doctor Who month. And join with me on, I'll be your Time Lord this week. Join with episode 131 of the 2B Tuesday podcast. I almost forgot, but I didn't forget. The longest running 2B related podcast. Let's just say that, folks. And join with me as my companions on this journey into Doctor Who month. The one and only lovely Super Marcy.
Hello. Yes, I'm number one, awesome super companion.
Companion number two, the terrible Australian bee Jemine.
G'day, everybody. How's it going?
Companion number three, Tubi award-winning co-host of the year, Colin.
I can't hear Colin.
I'm on mute because I'm fucking baked as shit. What up, everybody? Let's do the Doctor Who.
And not a companion, special guest all month long, Brigadier James Simpson.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
That's a Doctor Who joke.
Doctor.
No one in this room besides James got that joke, but that's okay.
You got it.
So what we decided to do, since Tubi put all the entire original run of old school Doctor Who on, we're doing an entire month of Doctor Who episodes. What we've all done, we've all picked a different doctor. And typical 2B Tuesday podcast style, we start right in the middle. We don't start at the beginning. It's my pick this week. We are doing Sixth Doctor, Colin Baker, and his story arc, Attack of the Cybermen. So each week, we will all pick a different doctor. And James has made some recommendations. And that's what Doctor Who month is going to be on the show.
So for your sixth Doctor, we are watching two episodes for the story arc because they go for like 45 minutes each, but I think the rest of ours will be like four 20-minute episodes.
Yes, so we don't want a six-hour podcast.
Yes.
Oh.
How many parts, James, since you are the resident Whovian here, how many episodes is a Trial of the Time Lord again?
It is 14 episodes.
That's a long podcast.
How many subscribers do we do Trial of the Time Lords?
One. I'm subscribing right now.
I was going to say 14 since it's 14 hours.
I think that's fair. 14 more subscribers and we'll do Trial of the Time Lord exclusively on Patreon. Okay.
Wait, so, did we get new Patreon? Sorry, I had to go get my cookie.
No.
No, we just set a new goal, that's all.
Oh, tight.
So we are this week doing Attack of the Cybermen, as I said. So Bede, why don't you break down how people can follow along?
First of all, everyone, what you need to do is look up the classic Doctor Who series if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to watch it via other streaming services or on DVD or Blu-ray. And I'm going to count us down from five. And then when I say go, that's when you play the episodes. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, we will play this sound effect. Yes.
Hello. It is a phone box. It is a phone box.
It is a phone box. Exactly. Exactly. So
somebody pick up the phone.
Hello.
And then once the sound effect is played again, that's when you restart the episode. However, if you're not, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we stay in sync. And since this is a two-part episode, there might be a little break in between each episode, so we'll make sure to let you know about that as well. However, if you're not interested in watching any of the classic Doctor Who series, and particularly these two episodes, I still reckon this episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Marcy, Colin, James, are you ready to go beyond space and time with the Sixth Doctor, with the Doctor Who episodes, Attack of the Cybermen Part 1 and 2?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to get retardist.
Oh, boy. All righty, let's do this. In 5, 4...
We can't say retardist.
I know, bro. I'm sorry.
All right, let's do this. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, James, so you're going to have to give us a lot of crib notes because none of us have an idea what the fuck is going on.
Sure. Well, this is the title sequence. This is Colin Baker.
Okay.
I forgot to take my quaaludes before watching this.
Anything else?
Yeah. You're not Colin on this show, though.
I'm way too sober to be watching these intros.
I'm so fucked up. This is so tight.
This is how Colin sees the world.
No, this is what happens when die, guys. You just see this Doctor Who fucking the Doctor Who intro. That's what it's like when you die.
Yeah.
So it's like going into the light, but you're going into like the Doctor Who light.
Yeah, and then you hear the music, and then the Daleks come out, and you're like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here.
This is a hoary old one. What? That's not how you describe cave systems.
Oh, they met little
soldiers.
It depends. Is that? Oh, jeez.
What were you gonna say? Is that who? Doctor Who? No, it's not.
I honestly, I'm a little slightly under the weather today. So if I feel off throughout this episode, that is probably why.
Under the weather. How much have you smoked, Bede?
Yeah, are you on DayQuil today?
I wish I was on DayQuil on anything, really.
Oh, dude, go get that DayQuil. That would make me feel right out.
As your bartender, I recommend you get some DayQuil.
Okay, now I know. Okay, now I know who I was trying to refer to. That builder with the mustache looks like Nathan Lane.
Yes, that is Nathan Lane.
It's also Akuna John Batana. Cleese as well.
Yes.
It's Nathan Cleese.
Dude, my kid has the same hard
Nathan hand. Cleese.
Basil Fawlty.
And flashlight.
You're all right. You're all right, Dave.
You all right, mate?
All right, Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Kraven in the astral plane?
I think it is.
Kraven just attacked over the astral plane.
That's what happened when I took mushrooms that one time. I remember beating up a construction worker down in a sewer.
Bede, how many subscribers for this Doctor Who's outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 16 subscribers.
Whoa, he's setting the bar high.
Well,
I got to do that, but also I will throw in the tie for free if we get 16 more subscribers.
Damn. Shout out to Ben Shannon, CBC artist. James and I went to high school with him, and he actually, for his drama high school independent study, did like all the different Doctors kind of outfits and recreations of them.
Oh, wow. Yep.
That's sick.
Yes, he did.
That's a lot of cleavage for a TV show, by the way.
we're just getting started. This was the early 80s.
That's a sexy Arnie companion, I think.
It's a new season. It's a sexy companion, Marcy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's still an auntie for some reason.
Yes.
So are all the people called companions for Doctor Who? Are they all called companions? Like that? Yes. Like that girl's the companion?
Yeah.
Notice, new year. Notice, new year. I didn't call her a B word.
Yeah, you're progressive.
New word. I'm woke.
What's wrong
now
with you?
I know, dude, right? I leave that for Trash Panda.
Yeah, this isn't Trash Panda. We are slightly more classier.
I know, exactly. It sucks.
Fuck you!
And plus, like, we want sponsors, so we don't want to be too, like, racy on this show.
I will be quiet the rest of this
episode. We want to be the right kind of racy for those sponsors. Like, Wild Secrets, where's your Sonic Screwdriver dildo collection?
Right, all that weird lingerie.
Doctor Who based lingerie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that weird Dune part two fleshlight I keep seeing that people say is meant to be a popcorn bucket.
Hey, isn't that AMC getting that? That's so tight.
It's a popcorn bucket, but then when you've ate the popcorn from it, it's your fleshlight.
No, you know what it is, Marcy? It's not a popcorn bucket, it's a cum bucket.
Yeah. It's a hella fun bucket.
Oh, ow!
And already, we're only 4 minutes and 56 seconds into this episode.
This is going to be one of those episodes, isn't it? Where it's like every 5 minutes.
I don't know, you chastised Colin because we have to be classier, and then we went straight to cum bucket.
Yeah. Well, it's not my fault that the cinemas have made like this Dude fleshlight for the
it's a Frenchie on the ad beam. Oh my god, the ad is still going. It's another ad.
So do you like Special K and eating carpet? Well, we have the products for you with these two ads.
This is the like very sensational
on that fuck. Yeah, that makes me horny. I'm hungry too.
You gotta go buy some cereal.
I got those cookies, man. They're gonna make me come later. It's fine.
Come cookies?
What have you bought? Yeah, cookies?
Okay, no. In America, we want a sponsor. In America, we have this thing called crumble cookies. And
that's fancy.
I ate healthy all day today. I was like, I'm going to watch Doctor Who. I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to start eating. I'm hungry. I'm high as shit.
All right. We're back for 4 minutes 58. There we go. That was an ad straight off the bat.
Those are some cookies.
They're like big ass little pies, man. They're like little ass
pies. British Eric Roberts.
Oh! Who is that? Dude, that guy.
Oh, look, it's a British John Saxon.
I knew this was going to be perfect for this show.
Hello there, I'm a British person.
Hello.
Hello there, top of the morning.
It's a British Eric Roberts. Hello.
Hello there.
Do you like my sexy suit and my double-decker buses?
Have you been to around here?
Sorry.
You broke yourself. Are you all right?
Marcy, you did a bait. You broke yourself.
I don't know what's so funny. He's going to be very, very angry if you don't deliver his British things.
I didn't know the British.
Yes, he wants a corgi and also a crumpet and some tea.
I'd order a corgi. Those dogs are cute as fuck.
Dude.
And, I know Freddie wants
corgi.
One.
Oh, Carrie has a corgi and she's really old and I love that dog.
Aww.
I love that dog. She's such a bitch, though. It's so funny.
See, that's the correct way to use that word. A female dog is a bitch.
She's old and she just eats receipts and shit. It's so funny, man. It's so funny. I love that dog. Little Ziggy.
Can we have some context as to why, like, the TARDIS isn't working or who the fuck these people are?
Well, first of all, the TARDIS never works.
First of all, that is true.
First of all.
First of all.
That's a very sexy outfit for a companion.
I'm telling you, for Doctor Who, that goes so hot. Like,
oh,
and how old is she supposed to be?
Ooh, Harry? Don't tell me.
50.
Stop.
Oh, look, it's a sperm.
There you go, Wild Secrets.
Where's the right one? Hold on. That was actually good.
You know what? All those things up on the wall.
And it was
like
anticlimactic.
Are those
Why
condoms?
Is the dialogue so sexy?
It was the 80s, Marcy. They were allowed to get with
Doctor Who was a sexy show.
Mm-hmm. It really well, look at that outfit.
Look at the bald head on that man.
This is the new Guy Ritchie movie.
I'm telling you, this is the British Mafia.
It totally is.
This is
it's Uncle Vikram without his moustache.
This is
Doctor Who villain. I steal our money.
This is Uncle Victim's origin story.
Yeah. This is how I became to selling puss in boots and drugs to Scott Hall.
This is lock,
stock, and two. Look at my dope ass sweater.
I need the sound ready. Go for a bead.
Okay. This is lock, stock, and two smoking TARDIS. James laughed at that joke.
Did I?
I don't know. In your mind, you did.
There's beads, one single spur.
Hey, they're controlling that spur. They need to give birth to the next doctor.
Oh, they just split a condom.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Don't, watch out, sexy. Watch out, sexy Doctor Who companion.
Well, those look like condoms on the walls.
Well, I said that earlier. They're blowing holes in condoms over here with that one sperm. Look how fast it's going.
This kind of set looks like something out of Power Rangers. I expect Zordon to show up.
Zordon and fucking Elf.
It's
going to
look like it was out of Power Rangers.
How dare you? Power Rangers couldn't afford this.
That
Alpha, get me a Doctor Who with attitude.
Ay, 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 ay.
Hey, I get one more. I'm bad.
You get unlimited sad trombones. It's Batch who controls the buzzer.
Oh my god, yes. You guys are gonna give me another fucking heart attack. God damn.
I might get my first heart attack. We say this every episode now.
I know.
Look at his button chops.
I love it, dude, and his bald ass head.
The good news is if you did have a heart attack, you're guaranteed an award next year.
Oh yeah, for real.
I was just about to make that joke. Look at this guy aiming for his second 2B Tuesday award, having another heart attack.
I know,
right? Oh, were those two cops back there, Thompson and Thompson?
Yes. I understood that reference.
Yes. Marcy, idea for a Patreon audio commentary episode of
Tintin. Yes. There we go. Let's watch some Tintin. Snowy was the best dog.
Yes. He's like Freddy, but white.
It's coming
he's
from
like
New
Freddy,
Jersey.
But a good boy.
This jacket looks like a fucking 8th grade home ec project.
It looks like your 8th grade art teacher's jacket.
Smells like an 8th grade art teacher's jacket.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Oh my god, hi Freddy. Why is it? When we do 2B Tuesdays, you have to interrupt.
Oh shit, the Mafia, they got their Tommy guns. Oh,
Freddy, he won the award. You don't have to put effort in anymore. I think he's going for a two-time. Yeah.
It's all downhill after you win an award.
It is.
I don't know. Mersh is behaving. I don't even know where she is. She's getting old. Her hips can't jump anymore.
Where have I seen this guy before? The bald guy. He kind of does. I've seen him in other things before, but I can't think of where.
Freddy, what are you doing, buddy?
Probably Doctor Who.
Right, what do you want? If you want to sit on my lap, come here.
No.
I will give you tummy rubs if you just let me podcast, Freddy.
I think Freddie wants to know if K-9 was in this episode.
Oh, I think K-9 was earlier, honey.
Yeah.
I'm super Italian, and that would never fly in the Mafia. That guy would have been dead for back-talking that guy. And he's just a little peon. He's not going to do shit. Like, oh. Sorry, like, I've been watching a lot of fucking... I've been watching a lot of Boardwalk Empire. Like, I just started that show. And
that's a good
fucking
show.
It's so good right now.
Freddie, this is so uncomfortable, mate.
So how does this doctor differ from the other doctors, James?
Well, first of all, he tried to kill Perry.
his companion?
Yep.
Why?
Because the regeneration went wrong and he just was just psychotic. Huh? And this is the
why is he got a tricorder from Star Trek? Sorry.
Damn, look at those shorts.
Look at that fucking TARDIS.
I like how this nice fucking TARDIS.
Look at my TARDIS.
That's a nerd TARDIS. Freddy, what are you doing, buddy?
I got that joke.
I like how basically, like, the Doctor Who in this episode has William Cat hair.
Yep.
He does look like William Cat, actually. Fred, for real, mate. Let me podcast. You can't do this every week.
I like how the TARDIS is female.
Always was.
See, Doctor Who was woke from the start.
Just ignore the part where he hits. Just ignore the part where he beats the console.
Yeah.
All right, chaps, let's go rob a bank. Maybe, possibly, I don't know. I haven't been following the plot.
We're looking for some Ninja Turtles down here.
Oi! Oi, I see Shredder.
What do you mean? It's the Super Shredder. It's Kevin Nash.
Almost.
Oh, doctor, it's my boobs look big in this clothes.
Yes, they do.
Doctor, my eyes are up here. I made my choice.
I think this doctor has a foot fetish.
It's a murder size kind of thing. She's trying to get him to look at her boobs, and he won't. He's looking everywhere but her boobs.
Yes! Doctor Who, look at my tits!
I mean, I'd look at her tits. What's wrong with Doctor Who? I mean, obviously, by that jacket, he's very happy.
Yes. And it's very colorful. I like it.
I know.
I want it.
That's why I'm kind of like messed up that he tried to kill this little woman with her titties out. Like, I mean, come on, bro. You got to be happy all the time.
Exactly.
That yellow pants.
Oh, we're in a foreign land. It's called Earth. Oh, it's Thompson and Thompson again.
Who are these policemen dudes?
Thompson and Thompson.
No, but really.
It's the brothers Bronson.
Yes. Hello, Doctor Who. We're the Bronson brothers. We're here dressed up as cops because you killed our families.
Actually, the head of the gang is from a previous Doctor Who episode where they were cops. It was one of the last Peter Davison episodes.
So same actor or different character?
Same character.
Oh, cool.
Listen here, boss. We got to get Muggsy. We got to get Muggsy up to get the bank.
Zachary, which way do we go down here?
All right, chaps, look.
I've worked out what they're doing. They're trying to smuggle the ghost weed.
Yes. Also, chaps, let's be careful. The chuds are down here, so keep a lookout for them.
God, those ugly-ass chuds. Oh, no, he's right behind you.
Especially Bud.
Where the fuck are these robots? Aren't there supposed to be robots in this episode?
I was literally about to say, how do Cybermen fit into this?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Blow this thing out.
It's like Ghost Wade. Hello, everyone.
Ooh. Oh, what's up, buddy? Right,
what's up, Toby?
Hey, Toby.
Oh, that's bad fakes. Because, oh, man, guys. Like, you know, since I've had a problem with ectoplasmy, I decided that the pills aren't working, so I decided to take out more Ghost Weed. And it's definitely Melanie me out.
Oh,
bro.
I'm baked, guys. And also my poor wife Louise is in jail.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm so sorry about that. Are you doing coke?
I'm smoking the Ghost Weed.
Good. That's not how you smoke, dude. Everyone knows you just hold it up to your mouth and you go smoke.
Oh yeah, sorry, smoke. Go smoke. And there's Thompson and Thompson again.
Stop stealing things, Joe.
Whenever you say Thompson and Thompson, Toby, like I keep there's a commercial here in St. Louis for a law firm called Thompson and Thompson, and one of the dudes has got an eye patch, and it's fucking hilarious. It's like local commercial.
Oh, that was because of me, that eye patch. I don't want to go into why that is. Anyways, you know, I'm a little upset, so I'm going to go smoke some more Ghost Weed. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Ooh, he's so sad. I got to help him.
That reminds me, I was going to ask Toby, but I guess
it was you who threw Louise in the jail.
I mean,
it's the double-edged sword.
Yeah, like, sorry, you drunk woman. I can't I can't make everybody happy, okay? I have to be happy too. And by putting her in jail, I was okay with that.
I know someone who isn't happy, and that's Ninja Terminator Tubi. We haven't heard from him yet, so we've heard from Louise, we've heard from Toby. I think we should hear from Ninja Terminator Tubi. Ninja Terminator Tubi, are you here?
I am here.
Hey!
I am a little burned.
How are you burned? Like, you don't look... What happened to you?
I have been doing everything in my power to get Louise out of jail.
Oh. Understandable. You are married to her and Toby.
That's right.
No one ever thinks of you in this relationship. I mean,
since he is doing nothing, I set up a rocket on top of a cliff. Whoa. And fired it to get over the wall, except it went up.
Whoa. I think Colin might be broken.
And now I have 8th-degree burns all over my body.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Dude, that guy's having a badass day.
I will try again.
You shouldn't go to the Acme supply store for our rockets.
I will get another link from Chad.
Well, speaking of which, this has got Louise and Jail's got to affect me cutting into your income. I mean, you guys aren't making, they're not making any porn that you're recording.
That's right. That's why Chad is helping me.
Make him bank with Chad who buys porn.
Hashtag,
he's your guaranteed
Tubi winner.
Hashtag Chad won an award.
Hashtag.
Did you say wank in bank? What?
If my next attempt fails, I will contact Uncle Vikram.
It's not wank in bank anymore, Marcy. It's wank in bank.
No good can come of Ninja Terminator Tubi and Uncle Vikram working together.
That could be terrifying. Yeah, I'm
a little scared. Oh,
at least I would be
high. Who to speak the shit out.
They just went down the hole.
He just fell the fuck out of that hole.
Damn, Mr. Burns, where'd you get that trap door?
Yeah. All right.
Yucks in the eye.
I like how she just grabbed a small rock and not a brick.
Blast him.
It was a small rock and not a huge brick.
The Doctor can't die by that, can he?
Yeah.
The Seventh Doctor did.
I mean, he's an alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little research. Okay, I've had nothing to do since I got home.
Did you take notes?
No, it's all up here.
Colin's crammed in 50 years of Doctor Who in prep for this episode.
He plugged the Matrix to get all that information.
Yep.
It was like, whoa, I know Doctor Who.
I was going to say the exact same joke, Marcy. And in that case, since you stole my joke, give me 1 second. Where is it? Oh, yeah, here we go. There we go.
That gun was not properly
out. Oh, wait, no, wrong one.
She just put that gun in her front pocket. Do you see that? That little girl short front pocket.
I mean, she can't shoot her dick off.
She can bust an artery. I'm telling you, but don't most girls keep important shit in their bra anyway? Like, I know Carrie puts like her vapes in her bra. So like today,
it's a handy thing to have. Like, a bra is uncomfortable to wear as it is, so you might as well just store things in there.
Well, today she was looking for her vape to go to work, and I was like, check your bra. And she was just like, and I'm like, that's hilarious to me. It's like an extra pocket.
I once took my bra off and out fell like 6 lighters that I didn't realize every time I used one, I stuck it in my bra.
So you're just really stealing people's lighters and
they
you're just
like, all my lighters. And then at the end of the night, I was like, where the fuck's all my lighters? And they're all in my bra.
Was this were you drunk?
Yes.
That sounds like a drunk thing.
It was a very drunk thing.
Guys, I could do an entire fucking podcast on Colin drunk stories. Like, there's so many of those from my college days that are so fucking crazy.
I want to know what is in this cave beside the weird cop people.
The robots.
Yeah, where are the fucking robots? I'm guessing they're going to show up right at the end to set up episode 2.
Maybe.
If it
was divided into 4 parts, then yes.
Yeah.
This is the attack of the cop men.
Well, it's something. Are they down in the tunnel?
They're going to have to watch out for the fucking alligators and shit.
Yeah, but they're not in like New York sewers, so it's okay.
And the
there it is.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, there's a type of it.
It looks really big.
That's what she said.
You know what that looked like? It looks like fucking Iron Bob from fucking Jane Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
Oh!
Whoa!
There's more of them!
Oh, shit!
Now you're fucked.
We will kill you. We will exterminate. Oh, wait, that's not those ones. Damn, this is the longest episode I've ever seen in my life of TV.
Colin, it's the only episode of Doctor Who you've seen your entire life.
I think I've seen like a David Tennant episode here and there, but it was for a girl, so I was trying to impress the girl, and I wasn't really paying attention. If you catch my drift, it wasn't no McMahon shit, but.
We can't talk about the McMahon shit or we'll get canceled.
I'm not talking about it at all. I didn't say anything. We don't know what we're talking about.
Well, now we'll change the subject. Hello, it's me, Martha. I noticed that my fellow robotic humanoids are in this Doctor Who episode.
Oh.
Martha, you're pro-Cyberman, right?
Oh, yes. I was formerly from the planet of Cybermen.
But now you live on Earth now, looking after baby Kraven.
Well, that is my job, and the Cybermen do help me on occasion.
Oh shit, look what he's doing to that guy.
But my robotic form looks a lot sexier than these Cybermen. These are the earlier ones.
Now, I gotta ask, Martha, are these Cybermen, are these, like, considered the nerds of the cyber planet?
These particular ones from this episode are the nerds.
Yeah, the fucking nerds.
I mean, it cyber really nerds. Looks like their costumes are made from aluminium foil, and I think they could have done better for their shitty budget back then.
Yes.
This but is cutting-edge technology.
I mean, in England back then, it might have been.
Yes.
I think the BBC just didn't know where to put their budgets back then.
Yes.
But anyway, I just wanted to pop in because they're Cybermen and I don't know why my accent keeps changing. But anyway.
Well, to be fair, you are a Cyberman.
You're a robot.
On a BBC show, so it makes sense for robots to sound British.
Well, yes, I do try to sound like a British person. I mean, I do sound like a British person because I'm Martha the Robot. But I'm going to go. I have some robotic things I need to do. And I also have to stop Baby Craven from stabbing another one of his foes.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that. And also, don't tell him I'm here. Sorry.
I think he knows you're here. He's very aware of when the podcast records.
I may have to go pack up my bags and leave. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to pack up my bags, guys.
I would suggest some anti-stab padding, but yes, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two vests for you.
Yes.
That sperm's looking a little more like a shit.
Look at this grainy footage.
Well, we have to watch it in 360p.
Why did he just spin around for no reason?
He's doing tricks.
Meanwhile, hit him with the thing. Hit him with the thing. Doctor Who.
Yeah. So oh, this they is just where enslaved the Italians. That's not cool.
This is the same rock quarry where Lex Luthor is in Superman 4. Oh!
Decapitation!
It's also where Kirk fought the Gorn monster.
Deleted.
It should not be that easy to kill those things.
Yeah, but we heard they're the nerds version, so...
Oh!
That's some Power Rangers set, like, fucking special effects right there.
What is going on?
Like when Rita came.
Doctor Who, yes.
Let's make my creature grow!
Is, like, basically the Power Rangers in 20 years' time.
God, that show was so racist.
After 1,000 years, I've been free!
Can we do a Power Rangers month? I want to pick the Yellow Ranger.
Can't do a Power Rangers, but we could do a Super Sentai episode.
Tubi does Super have Sentai. Super Sentai. Yeah.
It does. So
that's tight.
And those are bad. Real bad.
They're perfect for this show.
Well, those yes, are they bad are. To say.
G'day, Doctor Who. It's me, Russell Crowe.
Was he gonna cut off his fucking chin? What the fuck? You know how you slit a throat, slave?
Now I've got a gun.
He took that gun from her fucking titties. Like that. I'm telling you, you could hide so much shit in that woman's bra. Get your screwdriver, Doctor Who. What the fuck?
I think this dude has only got his gun up to him because he wants his Doctor Who's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, Doctor Who had a gun? Does he even
Doctor
know
Doctor Who packs it? Heat? What is going on?
This is the 80s.
Yeah,
everybody had a gun.
And Coke. Yeah.
Hence the jacket.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you telling me he would not wear that jacket if he were sober?
She's just doing rails in the TARDIS.
You know there's a grow room in the TARDIS.
There is.
She's like...
Especially in Craven's TARDIS.
knock his head in.
So are the Cybermen using, like, these humans to do, like, slave labor through the tunnel system?
Yeah, how do you think they're getting a new tunnel built? You think the government's paying for that?
I mean, no.
They're enslaving humans to get this tunnel.
Oh, I think
done.
We have another ad.
It's Danica Patrick. What up, Danica?
54 seconds into this first episode.
Oh!
Oh! What the fuck was that? With endurance,
you're covered. That was me from the astral plane opening the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Oh, Craven, it's you from the astral realm.
Yes, I'm still in the coma, just laying off right to the right of all of you here.
31:56, okay.
And I'm very tired. I want to walk into the light. Should I walk into the light? I'm so tired.
Hmm.
Yep, do it.
I mean,
don't do it, dude. They're going to trick you. Don't do it.
What else could possibly happen to you, Craven? You may as well.
Don't do it.
I mean,
nothing else has gotten you out of the coma.
Yeah, exactly. You might even be in that coma forever. You might as well just give up right now.
I'm giving up. And Ninja Terminator 2B, take care of baby Craven for me.
What?
You take care of baby Craven. And from the bottom of my heart, Colin, Marcy, Mead, Batch, go fuck yourselves.
Dude, fuck you, Craven. Go now. You can go die. Go die, Craven.
Oh,
what is happening?
What? We're losing him. I think we're losing him.
Yeah, he told me to go fuck myself, so I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, I'm not a doctor, so I can't help.
Hey, we have a doctor. Doctor Who, save Craven.
I think the Cybermen might try.
You know what really died? This fucking Doctor Who episode.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa. Oh.
Craven is... You're alive! Oh!
Is he regenerating?
Oh!
Sounds like
it. Oh my god, he's regenerating. Oh, shit. Those robots can't hear very well due to their fucking muffle headphones they got on. I wonder how much those beats are.
I don't want to go!
Holy shit, that dude's
Craven.
He is regenerating.
He is.
Craven, I need you to regenerate, bro.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
That wasn't too bad. I'm out of the coma now.
Tight.
Oh.
How's it going now, Craven?
It's hard to see if you were so concerned about me dying and all. Thanks a lot, guys.
I didn't think you were gonna die.
But I forgive you because I'm a nice person. Wait a minute, why did I say that?
Thank God I don't have to look after baby Craven anymore. He has stabbed me 50 times.
Wait a minute, why did you say he? How do you assume his pronouns? Wait, why do I care about pronouns? Oh, fuck, I'm woke! I regenerated, I'm super woke now! This is not good! This is not good at all.
Oh, he's Craven's gone from just regular Craven to woke Craven.
Oh no!
He's mega woke Craven.
I want to dye my hair purple and then get the colorful glasses though.
Does that mean I'm the last unwoke person on this podcast?
No, I don't think
Batch is not woke at all.
All right,
you were always woke, all of you.
So now I'm one of you, great. Great. Now what, do we have meetings now and we tell them we conspire against people we don't agree with?
Yes, well, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Our first meeting's on Saturday.
Okay.
It's a full don't be late. It's very woke. We are all there early for some reason.
I can't show up. It's the Royal Rumble.
Good luck with that, Craven. We're watching the Rumble.
Yeah, dude.
Eating crumble, watching the Rumble.
Right.
Well, the Rumble's on at midday Sunday for me, so that's fine.
Yep.
It's on Saturday, right? 27th.
Although by the time this episode is out, the Rumble will have been way past.
it's almost as if, Marcy, our audience is going to find out that this show
is pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded and,
what?
And not recorded on a Tuesday.
My God.
We want to say congratulations to insert name here on winning the Royal Rumble.
I already know who it's going to be. It's going to be Punk, and I'm going to want to fucking hang myself.
You know who should win the Rumble? R-Truth.
Yes,
why,
we should.
Because why not? Why not?
He's hot right now. I almost bought that Judgment Day with the R-Truth on duct tape. I almost died when I saw that shirt.
I mean,
I was like, I have
R-Truth
to have
does
shirt.
Now follow me on Twitter/X. So, fuck you all.
R-Truth. Cooler. Sponsor us, R-Truth. We love you.
I'm cooler than all of you. So, ha ha ha.
You are pretty cool. I mean, right. You're way cooler than me.
That's true. I am the coolest Italian here.
Oh, shit. Don't even.
Are we going to have an Italian off between Colin and Marcy?
I can't do that.
Hello?
My grandma would fucking hit me with a wooden spoon.
Someone's trying to break in.
Right, hold on, everybody, hold on. It's me, it's R.J. Crockett, Colonel R.J. Crockett. I heard you all talking about the Royal Rumble.
I thought it was J.R. Crockett.
It is J.R. Crockett, and I can call myself whatever I want, and now I've decided to call myself Colonel J.R. Crockett.
Yeah, but anyway, you said R.J. Crockett, so you got it confused, man.
I got confused. I'm very excited. You have to remember, I just won the Burt Reynolds look-alike competition.
You're cutting
out
there, brother.
The point. Anyway, though, I know you're...
Brother?
Sorry. Anyway, though, I'm here because I heard you are all talking about the Royal Rumble. I'm telling you, don't watch that shit. The best wrestling is the women's prison league. So what you all don't realize is that I am actually training both Louise Lassa and Anastasia to be wrestlers while they're in prison.
Yeah, I'm Honky Cornette, and I have another wrestling promotion. It's called King Kaleida's of Wrestling, and I'm trying to convert Louise and Anastasia to my wrestling promotion, where they will be the world champions.
Look at these flashlight guns.
Well, I'm going to try to recruit some Cybermen in my kinky wrestling promotion.
You can do that, okay, but I'm going to be hiring both Thompson and Thompson to be the next generation of the big boss men for my wrestling promotion.
This fella right here is going to be the new Al Snow because he's found his new head. It's the Cyberman head.
Oh, yes, but also, you know, I'm excited for you. You will be surprised that Louise and Anastasia, they've been bulking up. They've been learning all the wrestling tricks because they're learning from the franchise himself, Shane Douglas, because I hired him to be their teacher.
Well, I hired Kevin Nash to teach them all about how to not get your quads torn every time you make a return.
Well, first of all, Honky, you and your rival wrestling promotion.
You know we're better than yours. We know we're better than yours. Everybody watch my wrestling show. I'm going to go. I got to get my contracts for these Cybermen to appear at my next show.
Well, I'm going to hire Dr. Who, because Dr. Who sounds like a kind of a wrestling name anyway, so I'm going to hire him. So I'm going to get Louise and Anastasia to call you a bit later. And they can tell you everything about my wrestling promotion and why it's the best one out there. So anyways, I got to get going. I got to go create the 10th generation of Doink the Clown. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
I wonder who he's getting for the 10th iteration of Doink the Clown.
I don't know, but maybe Doink the Clown is like America's Doctor Who. There's always a new one every couple of years.
I think it's Ted the Animal Reader.
Yeah.
Can somebody make me a Lasser 316 shirt, please?
Yes.
What's going on with that guy?
He's an old Sparky.
Lasser 316 says I just drank your wine.
You know what that gets, don't you?
Oh.
You come in here with your Pinot Grigio and your...
First of all, honey.
When you run out of wine, you're living on hard times, baby.
Louise Lasser just starts doing the what?
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 Oh, there's a phone call.
Oh shit!
Oh, okay. I better answer that. Hold on.
When did we get a new phone?
Oh!
Oh shit! Nope. He got fucking jabbed with a screwdriver.
Somebody better answer that. Hold on. I'll answer. Hello. Did somebody say Louise Lasser hurt by the laws?
Louise,
it's Louise in jail from jail. Now we had there was some guy here that claimed that you're a part of a women's wrestling in prison league now.
Oh yes, honey, yes, that was J.R. Crockett. He's my new manager, and also Anastasia's. Although I think Anastasia might be going to that Honky Ones wrestling promotion, but that's still being determined.
How many women's wrestling promotions in prison are there?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually. Hello, I interrupt your phone call, Louise, because I'm always here. Well, you're watching Doctor Who this week.
Ah, yes. There's at least about 10, women's prison wrestling leagues, which is very surprising. So far, I'm already bulking up, because, you know, I can't drink my red wine or eat my pumpkin pies in prison. Although, my lovely Honey Bunch Ninja Terminator 2 has been sending me cakes, which is really nice. Although, I'm a little disappointed he hasn't been in any of them, but that's beside the point.
Well, we also forgot to put in the, the device that we tried to tunnel out of prison in. He just said, pumpkin pie. It's empty. It has the cream of the ghost man.
They record these calls, guys. Like, don't be saying stuff like that.
You're in enough trouble now when you're admitting trying to kill Craig Crowder on the podcast.
I'm not going to jail again, okay?
Don't worry, because basically the prison system has basically turned off the recorders whenever I talk, because they really can't stand the sound of my voice for some reason, and they don't want to hear it. So, anyways, I'm bulking up. I've become very strong. And also, I got my first match tomorrow, and I'm really excited. I'm already the number one contender for the Women's Wrestling League Championship. And I'm already up against some Cyber Addy, who's like a robot from the Cyber Planet. And he got shot in the face.
Shooting the Cybermen, which might happen at my next wrestling show, but I'm going to give them the sexy auntie crush.
Don't shoot the TARDIS.
No, I don't shoot TARDIS, but I go hang up now because I have to go train.
Yes, I gotta hang up as well, because my time is almost up, and also I got some more bulky up to do. Pretty soon, I'm going to have more muscles than Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, yeah, I'll send you some pictures later. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Louise is on those prison steroids. Oh, and that's the end of the first episode.
Oh,
the Cybermen have taken over the TARDIS.
So much for the
Well, there we go, everyone.
All right,
well, we're starting episode part two, right?
Are we starting now?
Yes.
Starting now, So we're at 3 seconds on this episode.
We're breaking new ground on this podcast, doing multiple episodes at once.
It's basically like us doing our double feature episodes, even though technically we've only done one so far.
Yeah.
But I think when we move away from Doctor Who, Muff, Colin, I believe it's your first go for the double feature episode.
I know. And all I have to do is fill 2 hours, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, yeah, guys. Like two one-hour movies or anything less, combine them together and we're rocking and rolling.
And they're movies, can't be TV shows, right?
Yeah, it's got to be movies.
Rear Naked Choke.
Did the Cybermen always look this shit?
Yes.
Back in these days?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because I've seriously, I've seen like bits and pieces of like the older stuff through the years.
Yeah, if you want to see really janky Cybermen, look up the 10th Planet. That was their first appearance. You won't even recognize them.
Now, what would you say when you put Daleks then Cybermen in terms of their big bads?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Daleks are better. I don't know. They look goofier, but you know they want to exterminate everything.
Was there any episodes where there was a storyline where there was Daleks versus Cybermen?
Yep. Not in classic, but yes.
Was it called Daleks versus a Cyberman?
No, it was the finale of Tenet's first season.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
With Rose, yeah.
Mm. We talk like this.
We are going to steal your French.
He sounds like a French dude.
Oh, look, that realistic.
There's your new character, Colin. He's the French Cyberman.
I am the French Cyberman.
You will be deleted.
I will zap you with my wee wee.
How come are the Cybermen always different colors? Because that one in the back is like brown.
Well, I mean, they had no budget.
Like it's up, they say, Daleks, exterminate, exterminate.
You're not in this episode, Dalek.
I'm a Dalek. My name is Derek Dalek.
What's with these penis worm things?
Well, I will tell you all about it, even though I'm not in this episode.
Why do you sound like Louise Lasser?
You say that, but you should know that Louise Lasser sounds more like us, exterminate. And by the way, it's Derek.
Sorry, Derek.
Okay.
Derek the Dalek.
When did this get to be black and white?
Yes, Derek the Dalek. I'm the one that nobody, all the other Daleks just ignore because I'm considered weak on my planet and also a bit of a nerd.
Oh, I knew you were a nerd, Dalek. That
explains. Do you wear glasses, Derek?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also, I look like a regular Dalek, except I have giant glasses, a giant red bow tie, and also a pocket protector to put all my pens in.
Mm.
That's tight. So you're a school shooter?
Well, I do exterminate a lot, but that's beside the point.
He doesn't go exterminate at schools. He's not in America.
So yes. I mean, I'm American. That's all I know.
Since you were, since you're a nerd Dalek, do the other Daleks push you down the stairs?
Oh yes, yes, yes. And also, it takes a lot of work for them to dunk me in the toilet as well.
I'm just trying to imagine Daleks dunking another one in the toilet.
Well,
zapping people.
And also, you don't want to know how Daleks manage to wedgie other Daleks. You don't want to know about that.
Oh, ad. For this episode, 4:37. Similar to the other episode.
Well, even if you get a swirly, Derek, at least you have a plunger on the front of you.
That is true. To be fair.
Exactly. See, that's why it's always a conundrum for Daleks. They want to put me in the toilet, but yet I somehow plunge my way out. But anyways, I gotta get going because I think they're about to put me down the toilet again, so I'll see you all later. Bye. Okay. Exterminate!
We're back 4:40 on the second episode.
Where the fuck did a Dalek come from? A nerd? Oh, wait a minute. A fucking nerd Dalek.
I wouldn't instigate with the nerd bead. He does have like a death ray.
Well, that is true. So I may have to kind of leave him alone.
Why does this Cyberman look like he's got a fucking swollen head?
Marcy, he was born that way. Stop being mean.
Botox.
He had Botox.
Botox.
I think you can find that helmet on Wild Secret.
That's sexy.
But, well, since he's a Cyberman, wouldn't it be called Borox?
The fuck, where is it?
Hey, this is the second episode. I could. It restarts again.
You people keep saying Cybermen. How do you know they're not Cyberwoman or Cyber this?
Cyber people. Oh,
cyber
don't assume cyber the people. Pronouns.
Craven has become the PC babies from South Park.
Yes.
Craven, you should go live with PC principle.
I don't know if I like this Craven. I don't trust this Craven at all. As bad as the other Craven was, at least you knew where you stood with him.
I know. He would have laughed at my bad joke. Oh, I miss that Craven.
So is the Ross Kemp guy and the Eric Roberts looking motherfucker, are they like helping the Doctor and Companion with the Cybermen now?
Yes.
I'm actually like invested in this storyline.
The Italians are working with Doctor Who now.
But they're still British. So,
what are the Cybermen's goals in this episode?
Yes.
Time travel.
They're about to tell you.
Okay. So Zal just trying to get the TARDIS, right?
Yeah, they have another time ship and they need to get it working. So.
But is that why they have slaves in this Craven astral realm place that are like trying to dress up as them?
Yeah. Well, the Cybermen's original planet Mondas had an engine inside of it, which they could use to pilot. So they're going to do that to the planet that they're on right now.
Dude, that really is a fleshlight gun. You ain't kidding.
That's a fleshlight gun.
It really is. It's a suction gun, for real.
It's even got a cum collector.
Cum collector.
It's a cyberpunk.
Okay, Now I've figured out who the Ross Kemp guy is. I've looked him up. It's Brian Glover. And now I recognize him because he was in Alien 3 and also an American Werewolf in London.
Oh.
Right.
So who's the Eric Roberts looking guy?
Let me look him up too. Who is he? I'm assuming.
The character's name is Lytton, if you need
Lytton. It's Maurice Colborne. And he was in The Day of the Triffids.
Oh.
Hawk the Slayer.
Ah.
Actually, he hasn't been in much, because after the Doctor Who episodes he appeared in, he died a few years afterwards.
Oh, R.I.P.
Hawk the Slayer sounds like a really bad porno.
Actually, that may or may not be a future episode from me in this for this show.
Oh, hell yes.
Do me a favor, Pete. Look up Alien 3.
Yeah.
Since you said the guy was in it, Paul McGann was in that, correct?
Yes.
Yes, he was. So there's a lot of Doctor Who connections.
Yes, there is.
Paul McGann was in it, yes.
6 degrees of Doctor Who.
Yep.
So as always on this podcast, we like to link whatever we're watching this week to the previous one as part of the 2B Cinematic Universe. How do we link this arc of Doctor Who to what we watched last week of Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Which we didn't pay any attention to. What I think happened is this doctor on one of his adventures ended up at that house and he saw what was going on and he peaced out. So that's how it connects.
Okay.
So is this the Telos planet of the Cybermen?
Yes.
Okay.
If as you say, if we were doing the episode Tomb of the Cybermen with the second Doctor, it takes place also on Telos.
So have you seen every single episode of Doctor Who?
And the
Who
Cybermen
ever?
Look really janky.
He looks like an old fan.
An old fan. So James, have you seen every single episode of Doctor Who ever?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Even the woke ones?
Especially the woke ones.
That would be all of them.
Doctor Who was always.
I would not say all of them.
Not all of them, but like
forget progressive, like yes, diverse, thoughtful, like provoking. Yes, but I wouldn't consider them woke.
I mean, by what people say are woke, like it's woke. Literally everything is fucking woke. which is just, it's lost all meaning. But
that's
like,
why I laugh whenever.
Star Trek was always woke, and then people are like, Star Trek got woke. It's like, no, it was woke since the 60s, mate.
Before we get into all this, I want to say...
woke Star Trek. And you can't mention woke in Star Trek, because Star Trek was never woke.
The costume designer for Doctor Who did something right by giving all of those robots cod pieces, because those little silver jumpsuits are not very forgiving from what the looks of it is.
First of all, everyone knows that cod pieces were woke. They should have every Burke man should have their dick out, and also flapping in the wind and not held up by those woke cod pieces.
If no
cod pieces are broke, I better have your little mind to be landing on my head. It helps my megaphone sound louder. Yes, and also my megaphone is on full blast because I'm not woke.
What is going on right now?
You guys got the problem with broke people. You got the problem with me now. And I'm sick of this. Who gave you this? Give me your blowhorn.
Ever since you got low Craven, you're a different person now, dude.
Oh. Craven just beat up the first of all guys.
That's not very low, Craven.
Whoa. You guys get out of here. Nobody
wants to hear your bullshit.
Wow.
What is happening? All these weird little things happening.
Could it be is it just me, or is like Woke Craven more violent than normal?
He's very violent.
I think so.
But I mean, at least those first of all guys won't be annoying us while we try and watch this Doctor Who.
He broke their megaphones.
I know, they don't have megaphones anymore.
Their megaphone.
Where did she get that coat? Oh, that's not a coat. That's a. They gave her a belt for a jail suit. Like, what is going on?
They didn't want her titties out.
I guess it's freezing.
I like how base.
I mean, they are on an ice planet.
I like.
Yeah, it's an ice planet. She can't go there like that.
Can't have nips sticking.
I like how these three.
Yeah, this is TV. We can't have nips out.
Yeah, well, I like the fact that these three basically are wearing prison outfits, and Doctor Who's like, no, fuck no, I'm still in my cool-ass jacket.
Doctor Who doesn't change clothes. And he changes clothes, like, when he regenerates.
It's unless you're the current one, then, but we're not talking about him, so.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, shit!
Where did that come from?
That escalated quickly.
That was
oh!
Who's this guy?
It's a frozen Cyberman?
He's at fuck this shit o'clock.
Are they malfunctioning? Oh no, they're the people!
So if he's a frozen Cyberman, does that make it an Iceberman?
Oh god damn it, dude.
Fuck off.
No, that's straight to
She has zipping nipples.
Oh, what are those?
Oh, it's the aliens from Mars Attack.
It's cyber sexy Andes.
I didn't know
there was female sexy. There was female cyber women.
They're the cyber women.
Those are cryons.
Oh, okay.
What's a cryon? Is it still a cyber person?
No, they're the original inhabitants of the planet.
Oh, okay. And they're telling the cyber people to fuck off.
Yes.
Yes.
And Litna's working for them.
Ah.
It's an awful, awful, awful war going
on right
now.
Is that wearing a Thanksgiving mustache? What is that?
It kind of is. It is.
It looks like bubble.
No, it's a mustache.
It's made out of tape. It's mutton. It's basically like a handlebar mustache.
But
it's like some old west shit.
Look at
it. It's made out of tape. Yep. like packing tape.
That mask looks like Destro's from G.I. Joe.
Looks like a death mask. It looks so scary.
It literally is the aliens from Mars Attacks. Ack, ack, ack.
That is one of my favorite. I love that movie so much.
It is.
That is totally a Tubi Tuesday movie if that ever comes on Tubi.
I'd argue that's Tubi Fair because it's very good.
Totally Tubi Fair.
Tubi Fair. Tubi Fair.
Tubi Fair.
Yeah.
Do you need any of my bubble wrap to pack your packages?
Would you like a mustache?
Would you like something? Would you like some a silver mask to cover your bald head, just like me?
Bede, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least two more subscribers.
You can make it at home too.
I know, I could. It'll be the easiest costume ever.
Just get some bubble wrap and some fucking plastic bags or something.
Yes.
You need one of those see-through Halloween masks, the creepy looking ones.
Yes. Yes. Just have multiple of them and then I get a big dome and put them on top of that.
Oh, is this turning into a heist movie now?
That was a tight ass keytar. So
was that. The '80s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't in here. Nice to see you.
Do you like my bubble wrap?
Kill it! Kill it!
Do you like what you see?
Hey, Marcy, what's stopping you from wearing this outfit?
I'm not that good at these kind of arts. I'm not that good at arts and crafts. Someone's breathing heavily.
The designers weren't either.
No, they weren't.
I feel like all you would need to make that is saran wrap and I wouldn't even say a metal mask, but like a little plastic mask you get at the Halloween store.
Mm. I just said that 10 minutes ago.
You did.
Oh, you did?
Colin's doing a bead.
Colin's time trailing.
I'm way too baked to drive to the devil's house, bro. Like,
come back to the future, Colin.
I'm trying, man.
I'm already in the future.
Doctor Who's got me all traveling and shit.
I mean, if anyone is a time-traveling doctor, it's me and Bede, because we're not doctors, but we live in the future.
What do you mean, we're not? What do you mean we're not doctors? I got a PhD in being terrible.
My PhD is a pretty hard dick.
I got that a joke.
Thank you.
Oh, that just lightened up.
Science!
Science.
I can't, listen, Batch, I can't science anymore, dude. I was about to like I didn't even know you made that joke like 15 minutes ago, bro. Like, I feel so bad. I'm so
Colin, Bede's not high, and he always forgets things that are mentioned and brings them up 10 minutes later.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't be that life.
Oh, add.
1836. Look at this fucking wannabe podcaster nerd. Stampy!
Stampy was letting us know it's a commercial.
Thanks, Stampy. Sorry. I'm still a little on edge. We're gonna
You guys made up.
Yeah, but we're going through a bit Freddy ignored him for 5 minutes and Stampy got a little upset, so Freddy. Go play with Stampy. We're back, 1840. Ready? Go play with Stampy. This frozen planet looks like the frozen place where the kittens ended up in Santa Claus.
It is. Is that all of Toby's ectoplasm?
Yes.
Yes. Just dried ectoplasm all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when did this turn into black and white?
It's just faded out, and we're watching.
It's how they let you know it's on another planet.
Yeah,
16mm film.
Yep.
To be fair, we're watching this on 360p because we don't want my internet to mess up.
old school Doctor Who used to do that all the time. When they did like outside shots, it was on film. When and on sets, it was on tape.
Mm. Yep.
And this is the only episode where the TARDIS chameleon circuit actually worked.
Because that was the running joke. He could never change it back. It always stuck as a police box.
Yep.
Yep. So
did somebody say box? Hello there, it's me, it's Mario Gostalini.
And I'm here too, it's me, Louis Lasso. We've been at the studio all week long.
Ah, yes, we've been in the studio recording my first album because you know that since Craven, or at least Walt Craven now, is in the, was in the coma, but he's not in the condition to record more albums, so that's why Lewis has hired me to record a new album.
It's going to be a big record in Europe. I'm going to make a ton of money.
That checks out.
It's going to be number one in my home country of Italy, particularly with the ghost crowd.
Let's give him a little, like, that Elon single, that song, What's the Matter You?
Yes. What's the matter you say? Got to know respect, bull. Got to make a respect.
No. The way we practice, you splooge every time you have to say every line, right?
Yes. I will make sure to, you're right, Monsieur Louis Lasser. Let me fix this up, or I'll sing it again. What's the matter, you? Ow! Got the no respect. Oh! What do you think you do? Ow! Got the no respect. It's not from.
I don't think I'll be buying this album because I feel like putting a screwdriver through my head, so I don't have to listen.
Oh,
to
it's gonna be here. It's gonna be. We'll put a trap beat to it, and then we'll have Dre do a verse on it, and then it's gonna be a big record.
Dude, get Drake. Drake's real hot right now, too.
Did someone say screw? Oh!
No one said anything.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I would like to purchase the soundtrack, the rights to the soundtrack for my movies.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have to go back into the studio and that I recorded more of the album. So I'll see you.
You're a little dehydrated every time we do this song.
I know, I shrivel up every time I ectoplasm, so I better start drinking more. But anyways, I better get to go, and I'll see you all later. Bye.
You know, every time I start getting invested in the story, a character shows up, and then I've lost where I'm at. I'm actually invested in this storyline right now.
Yes.
He's flesh and blood. Pat his ass down.
I'm not a robot.
It's not a Cyberman robot made for the planet.
He's got a penis. Oy.
Yeah, oi.
Why penis. Isn't Michael Caine on this show?
He didn't feel like it. He's retired.
He's got
a robot arm.
And that was his wanking arm.
His wanky hand had one day left to retire it.
Yeah, but he got an even better robotic hand and it does the trick. Way better.
Yeah, it does feel like somebody else is wacky.
A cyber rudder.
Sorry. Cyber rudder. This almost looks like the set from Dull Bad.
It probably was.
But in Britain.
It's the set for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey it's guys, also it's the set of Cyborg.
Oh, it's Chad. Chatted by his pod.
Chad, I'm just trying to get into this episode. Why did you show up now?
Well, I saw a guy with a waving hat. I figure I can use one of those, because after I get cramped up for a couple hours of watching more than it.
I mean, that's fair. You could go buy one. You can use one of those flashlights they've got for weapons here as well.
Come to my Etsy store. I 3D print them.
Look at that photograph.
He looks very like...
The doctor was touching his dick in that freeze frame!
No way.
I nearly spat my drink out.
enormous, eh?
Yeah, he kind of is!
He did a Michael Jackson and went, oh!
He was trying to do that move. He was trying to do the crotch attack move.
Crotch attack, yes. He's going to do the crotch attack on that crayon.
These aliens with their mustaches, like, the more respect they have, the more senior they are in level, the bigger their mustache.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to have the biggest mustache to be the boss.
Because I was a Star Trek kid, so when I was growing up, I never said the word Klingon properly, and I would actually always keep calling the Klingons crayons.
They look like crayons after they've been melted a little bit.
Exactly. Crayons. Telos?
They have longer fingernails than me.
Who has crayons?
Oh! Oh no, it's Baby Craven.
Honey.
Hi, Baby Craven. You're not going to stab me again, are you?
No, I saw somebody, I left the color and somebody said crayons and they got excited.
So you like the crayon? That's a bit surprising.
Oh, I like the color. I like red. I like to draw, like when the blood, like when I stab people, and I always go through red and black.
Oh, I see. That makes total sense. So now, Baby Craven, your dad is out of a coma, but he's kind of regenerated
Daddy's away. But he's acting weird.
Yeah, well, he did die and regenerate into a different Craven. I believe it's Woke Craven.
What's that mean?
Well, alright. Let me tell you the story.
He's overly progressive, Baby Craven. You can't say anything that isn't PC.
Oh, okay. What's PC?
The Performance Center.
Like retarded?
It's retardus now.
Oh, okay.
Because every time you regenerate, it regenerates the TARDIS, so it's a retardus. So anyway, I don't know where this is going.
I gotta keep warm somehow. Better start jogging.
I don't know, why didn't they give him an extra jacket? Oh wait, he doesn't want to wear an extra jacket.
I'm gonna go with Aunt Martha. Bye, dude.
Okay, so, at least he didn't try to stab me again.
Hey, there's literally a knife coming out of your back.
I see it now. I didn't notice it, because that's the thing. When you've been stabbed multiple times by Baby Craven, you kind of get used to it, and then...
That was impressive. He banked it off the wall and behind you, and you didn't even see it.
I know. And he did it such a way that I didn't even feel the knife go in this time.
I think Martha told him that. Can we trust Martha?
Probably not. Well, she is part of... Yeah, she is from the cyber planet, so maybe not.
I guess that'll be, we'll have to stay tuned to find out.
He's pissed now. Doctor Who's pissed.
He's not a happy doctor. He even said it, so we know.
Even his hair is angry.
Now, James, you've actually met this doctor.
I have.
Ooh.
Yep. And you'd swear he was my father. Yeah, it was really nice down at Fan Expo. Oh God, it was 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yeah. That long? Holy shit! We need to go to Fan Expo. It's been a while.
Too much.
Yeah, too expensive.
Priced
unfortunately, out. Yeah, those things look so costly now. Oh, it's cocaine.
It's space cocaine.
It is space cocaine.
Almost as potent as ghost weed.
See, this is why the crayons love it, because they can get the cocaine, put it on their very long fingernails, and just go like that. It's handy.
And then they put it in their mustache, and they go...
Yes.
They show you the real meaning of going for a mustache ride.
It's a cocaine stash ride.
Fuck off. That was not good,
dude.
That was bad.
No, you're not getting the buzzer for that. Oh, no.
Oh, I think we got it
at,
out.
At 29:29.
Three reasons you can't sleep at night. Number one, the next episode of Doctor Who's up next.
Number two, you forgot to charge your wanking toy.
And number three, you're thinking about the Dune Part 2 fleshlight that's available now.
Pretty much.
Are you there, Colin?
Yeah, I just made a jacking off joke and I was on mute.
29:33.
Why isn't Eric Roberts in this episode? Eric Roberts
because he's in the Doctor Who movie.
That's right.
See, Bruce. I'm upset that's not on Tubi, because we would have picked that for sure for this month.
Well, I'm sure the multiverse Tubi has it on somewhere.
Yeah. We may
have to break out the rule for Doctor Who month to crap it off.
Yeah, we'll do a YouTube Tuesday.
Yes.
It is on YouTube.
Yes. Now, is there a reason why it's not basically not anywhere? Is it a rights thing that it's not available, I suppose?
It is on the BBC iPlayer in the UK, but that's it. It's not anywhere else.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You figure it should be, because it really did wrap off this era of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Mm. Wasn't it also like meant to be kind of like the first episode of an American take on Doctor Who as well?
Yeah, it was a pilot.
That went nowhere.
Mm.
There's a documentary on Tubi called Doctor Who Am I? It's follows the writer who wrote the movie.
Oh.
And he explains what the goal was and what everything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
And how all the fans hate him.
Well, that's not nice for him.
Is the Doctor Who pilot worse than the IT Crowd pilot for America? Because that shit was garbage.
I mean, usually the American adaptations of British shows are terrible.
It's epic, and only because Paul McGann was really good, and yes, Eric Roberts is the master.
Mm.
Eric Roberts.
He is the Bruce master.
I don't want to watch it again. I know I've seen it, like, way back when.
Because the master watch it again. The master was disembodied, and he took over Eric Roberts' character, whose name was Bruce. So they call so the fans call him the Bruce Master.
The Bruce Master.
Oh, that is disrespectful to Eric. That is disrespectful to Eric Roberts.
Damn, he fucking
don't disrespect.
He's got another big finish coming out this year. So that's the master. So
Now, what are the big finish things?
Oh, the audio, audio plays.
Because Eric Roberts been in the audio plays.
Yes, he has. Full cast. Yeah. Yeah, they're full cast audios, sound effects, music, everything. They're great.
So what we kind of do very shittily on this show.
We watch something, and then there's a whole lot of character drama, soap opera drama. It's like the pro wrestling of podcasts, or, you know, the Bold and the Beautiful podcast.
Of watch-alongs, yes.
Of watch-along podcasts, so... I mean, I just want to see if they defeat the Cybermen so they're back in, like, the next episode.
My tits could fall out again.
I'd be alright with that.
This would be the weirdest entry for a porno scene ever.
The funny thing is when Perry, when you first see Perry, she's in a bikini.
So. Oh.
I mean, it was the 80s.
She gets introduced in a bikini. I mean,
yeah. And she's American.
That's right.
Going after that teenage boy demographic.
The actor, like the actress Nicola Bryant is British, is English, but
she plays an American.
Puts on an American accent. Yeah.
Oh, you can tell me how it is. Blah, 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 blah. How do I eat this?
It sounds like Uncle fucking Vikram.
It is Uncle Vikram.
It's robot Uncle Vikram.
I
am Robot Uncle Vikram. Yes,
whoa,
blood!
Oh my god,
I killed that man.
That's not PG.
That escalated quickly.
That did escalate.
Damn, he got fucked up.
Those guns kind of look like the laser blasters from, the proton packs from Ghostbusters.
They do. Look at that really pretty dollar store, dinner plate around his neck.
You know what? I was thinking that's what kind of looked like, and you said exactly what was on my mind, Colin.
Damn, he's really bleeding out there. Come on, doctor. You gotta save his fucking British Eric Roberts ass.
Mm-hmm. He's not that type of doctor.
I was gonna say, I'm a doctor, but I'm not that type of doctor.
I mean, he's got a screwdriver.
It does.
I'll fix it.
No, he doesn't. Nope. Peter Davison had it for 2 episodes, I think, and then it got destroyed. And they've never had one since.
So what did he have in his hand before that looked like a screwdriver?
Yeah, that was a sonic lance. It was what he was using to fix
that
the TARDIS.
Thing.
Yeah.
Damn, they're gonna have to do all that.
So that's
to get
not
that
a screwdriver.
No.
Is this
that's
like
not
back
a screwdriver?
Is this back in the day, when we were debating? If, in Breaking 2, we weren't sure if it was, a tractor or a truck.
Huh?
Oh, I broke Colin with that one.
Yes.
Wu-Tang.
It's Wu-Tang.
Look at these models.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang Clan. Ain't nothing.
Look at these models.
I don't know what you were trying to say, because Batch and Colin were laughing and talking.
Oh, that's all right. I was saying about, how we were confused, back on the Breaking 2 episode, where we got confused if something was a tractor or a truck.
Oh. Or when we couldn't work out, when we couldn't remember the name of a microscope.
Yes.
You won't be for very much longer, Doctor. Don't mind me, I'm just caressing your breast.
Well, that's not very friendly.
No, that's not very friendly. Oh, British.
Damn, it's British because I'm a Doctor Who.
Was John Cleese ever on an episode of Doctor Who?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Wait. Oh, let me see.
I knew you would probably know this.
I want to say City of Death. Tom Baker era.
Oh, that early.
We're losing him.
Well, you got to make sure your signal is mechanical, eh?
I'm just taking my fingers in his forehead.
Yes.
Which is weird.
We got to say,
there should be a head there. the Cybermen are human with cybernetic augmentation.
They're like the Borg in Star Trek.
Yes.
The Borg are like the Cybermen.
Well, yeah, that's but true. You know what I mean.
Technically. Yes.
The Borg just look way cooler. Well, at least than these versions.
Come on, chat. Okay, robots, let's start moving this cocaine.
Now so it's time for the robot gangbang.
You watch that part on Pornhub or whatever.
Ew.
That's an After Dark episode.
Yes. There probably is. I'm sure there's a Doctor Who porn parody.
There has to be.
All right, I'm going to look this up because I'm curious.
I already did. There is one.
Chad knows where it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Chad's already owned it.
I already looked it up. Of course I looked this up.
The question is, how many?
Is it called Doctor Who?
Cocktail.
I got it. Where'd my phone go? I don't even know.
Colin's already downloading it as we speak.
He's already
I don't download it.
I thought they were meant to be good. Why is she dying? Oh.
They killed her.
The Cybermen got her. I'm confused. I'm listening to you guys. I'm trying to focus on the Doctor Who.
Well, it's not our fault.
It is actually everybody's fault.
Everyone on this podcast, it is your fault.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
Oh, Eddie died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. Doctor Who parody porn videos all over the place.
Yeah, but I mean official ones. Not like someone doing their own porn at home, just dressing in a costume. I want the full production values.
Did you just say Doctor Who?
Yeah, Doctor Who. Doctor Ooh.
Oh.
Doctor Ooh.
I thought you said Doctor Goo.
Well, the goo comes out at the end.
All right, it's called Doctor Whore.
All right.
And it's there's the 11th Doctor, Rory, Amy, River, Dong.
River guys, that movie is so good. You need to see that movie.
I've got a Blu-ray laser disc. Can we borrow one of your copies?
Captain Jack.
Oh, I'll load them all to you.
I'm probably going to figure out, dude, there was nominated for how many awards? 7 nominations.
But you need to watch. Do you need to watch 40 years of prior content to understand it?
Yeah, that's going to suck, though.
You'll never believe when they stuck the sonic screwdriver.
I think I can believe where they stuck the screwdriver. I feel like the Cybermen are going to win this round. I'm sorry.
Please remove your TARDIS from television. Hello, I'm Doctor Who. The fuck are you?
Doctor Who is a bit useless in this episode.
He kind of is.
He's kind of useless in most episodes.
I mean, everyone's getting killed by the Cybermen.
And in the end, they all died except Doctor who regenerated.
And he just peaced out. Like, that's somebody else's problem now.
Pretty much.
Fuck y'all. Where's he
lucky to be now? The laboratory.
He's got, like, a question mark on his, like... He's got a little question mark on his, like, collar.
He's also got a cat brooch on his collar.
Yep.
It's a Mersh pin.
Aw. A Mersh pin.
Mersh, where are you at? She's probably in the closet. She's been in there a while. It's cold.
No. Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't tried to attempt to come out and show us her butthole again.
I've been sitting here all afternoon, so she's kind of over being over here. So,
I'm going to say, when we watch the Peter Davison one, you'll see he has celery on his jacket.
Yes, for some fucking random reason.
They explained that in his last episode.
Hello.
You know, I don't know where it is, but I have a TARDIS cookie jar, and when you open it, it makes the noise.
Wow.
Let's see. I have a Lego TARDIS. I have a TARDIS teapot, a teacup, and a Bluetooth speaker.
So you're trying to tell us, James, that you're a huge fan of Star Trek.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm. I have sonic screwdrivers. I just don't know where they are.
The best Doctor Who game, because we are a gaming podcast. Lego Dimensions.
Yes.
That tells you everything you need to know about Doctor Who games.
Yeah.
Look at that giant forehead. This is the bald Cyberman. That's why his head looks that way.
He put his head in the Shino Ball, though.
See, the sides there, those are like the, you know, the head, like his head got bald on top. Whoa. And he has hair on the sides. Oh!
Damn, he came all over that dude's face.
Ew.
Wild secrets.
But finally, the Doctor's done something.
He did some roboplasm.
Ew.
Another reason this doctor was controversial.
They took away his flashlight in mid-act.
He's using guns.
Well, this Doctor Who's a bit violent, mate.
Doctor Who's at fuck this shit o'clock.
Exactly.
Where do shoes go?
Doctor Who's space? Like, there's less than 10 minutes left in this episode. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Wait, his shoes are on his feet. Those look like socks. Am I that high that those look like socks?
Now that I know that she's British and she's doing an American accent, I can hear it's like, we got the gold, Doctor Who.
Sounds like us when we try to do an American accent.
I know. Oh, we're out of here. Fuck all y'all. We're gone. See ya.
Well, they had to get the TARDIS off there because they needed a part in the TARDIS, and then this snowstorm with that Sonic, not the screwdriver, was going to affect this snow.
Oh!
I've been paying attention.
Okay.
They blew up all the cocaine.
Filming's done. Blow up the sets.
Yep.
How are they going to make all their money? Like, they just lost a lot of money. The cartel's going to be pissed.
They are.
I just realized this doctor on his, like, vest thing, he's got, like, rotary phone cords.
He does.
Just wait till it scrolls. If it scrolls down again, you can see it.
Oh my God, that is Mersh. It's a Mersh pin.
No, it's not going to show you now.
Well, that was a weird situation we were in.
Well, my work here is done.
But you didn't do anything, Doctor Who.
And we'll leave it there because we're not watching the next episode.
And Doctor Who went back to his home planet.
Yeah, they all died. He killed them all, and then he just peaced out. Like, what the fuck?
That's what Doctor Who does.
That's Doctor Who for you.
Yes.
Just one of those episodes where everyone dies.
Mm-hmm. No wonder they wanted to kill Doctor Who so bad. He's probably fucked them over for 30 seasons.
Probably. So next week, Bede, you are picking a Doctor, and we're doing that story arc.
Yes.
Which Doctor did you pick? For people to look forward to, because I can't remember.
Yeah, I was the third Doctor, yes.
Yep.
Okay, I'm the one with the scarf.
Yes.
Yes, you got the fourth one. That's what I was.
Yes.
I just like the scarf.
Yes, well, when we get to that episode, I'll show you something. But that's still a few weeks away. So, yes, tune in next week for Bede's Doctor Who pick of episodes. And you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all podcast streaming platforms. We should be there. Click subscribe, like, all that stuff. Show your support. That means a lot to us, and it really helps grow the podcast. And, of course, you can find us at supermarcy.com. And for all your links for the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2BTuesdays podcast. And you can find me at Super Marcy on all the socials and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And, of course, you can find After Dark with Super Marcy, which by the time this drops should hopefully be back on the airwaves or at least close to.
Where people can find me on social media, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B Jermaine as one word. And also you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff show, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere. And you can follow all updates on both those shows via Twitter and Blue Sky under Bede vs. TLD, and Facebook under Bede vs. the Living Dead.
Batch.
You can follow me over on the X in Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at BatchPop4D. Follow Pop Webtails every Tuesday on however you digest your podcasts, and make sure you follow Pop4D on the Facebooks.
Colin.
You can find me on Twitter at TrashPandaPodMo, and you can hear me whenever we drop episodes on TrashPandaPodcast.com or TrashPandaPodcast. What the fuck? I just did the website. I'm high.
That's all good. You check out the website. And James, where can people find you?
You can find me at my house.
Sounds good.
But I am on Twixter at it's just JameSimpson316.
Hell yeah.
Easy. Easy.
Determinator 2B as well.
Yes. At 2B _ninja_T.
Yes. Don't forget that. That's very important. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody, for more Doctor Who.
Who?
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.